eyes, in experiencing and finding out what actually works for you, what doesn't, and what can make your life better and easier. We'll begin with Neville giving brief instructions for how to imagine and receive specific things you want through a deepened sense of relaxation. Then we'll move on to explore the more all-encompassing benefits of this deepened sense of relaxation. We'll go into detail about why you can happily surrender to feelings of relaxation with no specifics as to what you exactly want, and receive good things in your life with surprising ease. This practice, having zero expectations of what will come from your relaxation except for relaxation itself, will eventually yield significant, tangible results just as surely as if you had imagined receiving specific things. Regardless of how you choose to do it, if you practice feeling relaxed consistently, signs will follow. Tim. Neville on Feeding Your Spiritual Outlook. There are two distinct centers of thought or outlooks on the world possessed by every one of us. The Bible speaks of these two outlooks as natural and spiritual. We recognize these two centers of thought in the statement, "The natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned." 1 Corinthians 2:14. The only reason you and I are functioning as we are today and aren't aware of a greater spiritual outlook is simply because we're creatures of habit. And habit renders us totally blind to what otherwise we should see. But habit isn't law. It acts as though it was the most compelling force in the world, yet it isn't law. We can create a new approach to life if you and I would spend a few minutes every day withdrawing our attention from the region of sensation and instead concentrate it on an invisible state, and remain faithful to this contemplation, calmly feeling and sensing the reality of an invisible state, we would in time become aware of this greater world, this spiritual world. The ideal state contemplated is now a concrete reality, displaced in time. When you first attempt to do this, your thoughts may be like rambling sheep that have no shepherd. Don't despair. Should your attention stray 70 times 7, bring it back 70 times 7 to its predetermined course, until from exhaustion it follows the appointed path. I say not unto thee, until 7 times, but until 70 times 7. Matthew 18:22. This inner spiritual journey should never be without direction. When you take to the inner road, it's to do what you did mentally before you started. You go for the prize you've already seen and accepted. Here's an example of a practical application of this philosophy. A year ago, a blind woman living in San Francisco found herself confronted with a transportation problem. A rerouting of buses forced her to make 3 transfers between her home and her office. This lengthened her trip from 15 minutes to 2 hours and 15 minutes. She thought seriously about this problem and came to the decision that a car was the solution. She knew that she shouldn't drive a car, but felt that she could be driven in one. Putting this theory to the test, she said to herself, "I'll sit here and imagine that I'm being driven to my office." Sitting in her living room, she began to imagine herself seated in a car. She felt the rhythm of the motor. She imagined that she smelled the odor of gasoline, felt the motion of the car, touched the sleeve of the driver, and felt that the driver was a man. She felt the car stop, and turning to her companion said, "Thank you very much, sir." To which he replied, "The pleasure is all mine." Then she stepped from the car and heard the door snap shut as she closed it. On 2 successive days, the blind woman took her imaginary ride, giving it all the joy and sensory vividness of reality. A few hours after her second imaginary ride, a friend told her of a story in the evening paper. It was a story of a man who was interested in the blind. The blind woman phoned him and stated her problem. The very next day, on his way home, this man stopped in at a bar and while there had the urge to tell the story of the blind woman to his friend, the proprietor. A total stranger, on hearing the story, volunteered to drive the blind woman home every day. The man who told the story then said, "If you'll take her home, I'll take her to work." This was over a year ago, and since that day, this blind woman has been driven to and from her office by these two gentlemen. Now, instead of spending 2 hours and 15 minutes on 3 buses, she's at her office in less than 15 minutes. And on that first ride to her office, she